Expanding one's vocabulary is a lifelong endeavor. I think the last new word I learned was fat with a PH, which does not mean fat with an F. For lexicographers at the Oxford English Dictionary, codifying the English-speaking world's expanding vocabulary is a full-time job with benefits. This year, the shorter version of the venerable OED will include 3,500 new words, many from new areas of technology, business, and pop culture. Safe to say that some entries many of us will likely never use, but we might want to know what they mean. Angus Stevenson of Oxford University Press is co-editor of the shorter OED. He joins us from Oxford. Mr. Stevenson, thanks for being with us.
Hello there.
What does it take to put a new word in our language, in your dictionary?
Really, the basis of our New Words program is something that we call the Oxford Reading Program. And this is a network of about 100 people, really all over the world. And they sit at home and read things that we send them, books and magazines, mm-hmm. newspapers, even film scripts. And they just mark off things that catch their eye as being new or interesting. As a rule of thumb, we look for something like 5 examples of a new word in 5 different sources over a period of something like 3 or 4 years. Although sometimes, really with the speed of language change these days, we do actually have to include some words that have become established over, just say, the past year.
Mm-hmm. So words seep into the language because of mass communications, I'm assuming, a lot more quickly than they did even a couple generations ago?
Of course, yes. Especially things in the areas of technology, science, mm-hmm. and the new products.
Mm-hmm. I've been told that yada, yada, yada is in it.
Mm, yeah, certainly, yes. I think that was maybe popularized by Seinfeld.
Yes.
Certainly, in this country.
I'm still not sure what it means.
It's a bit like blah, 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 just to sort of show that you could say more, but it would be too boring.
Mr. Stevenson, I guess a lot of us are aware of the fact that the English language is growing in areas of new technology, areas of popular entertainment. Is there another area of our human enterprise that's contributing words that maybe at least people in our particular industries are a little less aware of it?
Politics and current affairs are always very fertile areas. Mm-hmm. And in this edition, we've added quite a lot of new political terms. And one that I rather like that is, to us, quite new, I'm sure it's very familiar to you, is the POTUS, President of the United States.
You have a favorite new word?
I'm sure you've probably come across bunny boiler, meaning a rather scary, vindictive girlfriend, which comes from the scene in Fatal Attraction. People say, oh, you should avoid that girl. She's a bit of a bunny boiler, I think. Meaning the sort of girl that seems nice but then becomes a bit frightening.
Mr. Stevenson, thanks very much, sir.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Angus Stevenson is co-editor of the shorter Oxford English Dictionary, speaking from Oxford.